Morning, Rabbi Sashkai Farani, for starting off with Pesach Sheni this Friday. And the question really is, why is Pesach Sheni a Yom Tov at all? Pesach Sheni, the Yom Tov, don't say Tachnon. There are Kehillahs where they do say Tachnon. Again, most Kehillahs, an Ovel davens Farnomet on Pesach Sheni. Whereas if it would be a Yom Tov, then the novel wouldn't daven Pesach Sheni. Again, there are Minhogim Lekan and Minhogim Lekan. There are places where they say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. There are places, most places, where they don't say Tachnun. And there are places, that's right, Watzkel Shimon. Yeah, the third option is that they don't say Tachnun in the morning. They do say Tachnun in the morning, because that wasn't the Zman of Akrovas Pesach yet. It was only the day of Akrovas Pesach. In the afternoon, when it's a Zman Akrovas Pesach, then they don't say Mincha. Then they do say Mincha, but they don't say Tachnun.
Don't say Tachnun
in Mincha.
In
the afternoon, correct?
This week's on Friday anyway. So
this week is on Friday anyway, but so you wouldn't have said it anyway. But on a normal, on a regular Pesach Sheni. But the question is, why is it a Yom Tov again? The whole thing is B'diyevet. The whole thing is B'diyevet. What happened? I was supposed to bring a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in Nisan. And the person, me or somebody else, was either Tomei Meis and couldn't join in, or was B'derech Choyka, couldn't make it to Yerushalayim in time for whatever reason. So therefore, it's all a B'diyevet. I'm supposed to have brought it on Erev Pesach. And I didn't bring it Erev Pesach, so now I've got an opportunity to bring it Pesach Sheni. So who are all the people who are bringing the Korban on Pesach Sheni? First of all, they're individuals. It's not a tzibur, right? Adarabba. Like now, for instance, if Moshiach would come now, before Pesach Sheni, we would not bring a Korban Pesach to make up for the Pesach that we missed Erev Pesach, because Korban Pesach Sheni is not a tzibur, right? It's only individuals. So who would be bringing a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni? Only individuals. Private people, individuals, who are unable to bring Korban Pesach Rishon, if you like, who are not available. So that's the whole thing is a B'diyevet, because they're Tomei, because they're Derech Rechoiko. So why are we celebrating? So that's one question which is asked. And the general answer which is given is that this is Kimat, the only mitzvah in the Torah where the Ribbono Shel'olam gave a second opportunity. Normally speaking, we've got a klal, everybody knows, ovas manoi botel korbonoi. You had a time to do a mitzvah, you had a time to do a korban, you had a time to perform some sort of a mitzvah, but it was time limited. And once it's gone, Kriyashma shel Arvis of last night. If you didn't read Kriyashma shel Arvis last night, you can't make it up this morning. It's too late. And the same thing goes with korbonos. If a korban isn't eaten in time, then it becomes noisar, and you have to burn it. So the whole thing is a b'diavet, yeah. But the Ribbono Shel'olam gave Klal Yisrael this opportunity. These individuals, he gave an opportunity to do the mitzvah. He said, "You haven't lost out your mitzvah." Why? Because they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "We are carrying the Oren of Yosef. We're carrying the Oren of Yosef all the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we are all Tomei Meis." Yeah, the people who were carrying, and they said, Lomo Nigora, they wanted so strongly that they should be able to join in the Korban Pesach. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Ribbono Shel'olam and said, what are we going to do to help these people? And the Ribbono Shel'olam said, you know what? I'll give you a second chance to do the mitzvah.
Why don't we say that Tzadikim Bibisosim also Chai? Is it not Tomei?
If Tzadikim Bibisosim Chai, I don't know whether that means they're not Madame. I don't know. But in any event, they clearly were Tomei Meis.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole of the mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, tells me that even a tzaddik b'misosoi, yeah, must be metame. Okay? But in any event, so some say that the reason that we have this, why we celebrate Pesach Sheni, is because the Ribbono Shel'olam gave us a second opportunity. The Ribbono Shel'olam gave Klal Yisrael a second opportunity to perform a mitzvah that they were missing out on. We don't need that Pesach Sheni, though. Why? Because on the Shalma Purim Sufoseinu, right? We, on Erev Pesach this year, on Erev Pesach of Pesach Rishon, right? We said the parsha of the Korban Pesach, and we thought about the Korban Pesach, etc., etc. So therefore, as far as we're concerned, in our situation in Golus, we've been Yoitza Pesach Rishon. Therefore, we wouldn't even need a Pesach Sheni, even if it was B'tzibur. We wouldn't need a Pesach Sheni, because we brought the Pesach Rishon this year, also in the Shalma Purim Sufoseinu. But Ibismanom, there was this second opportunity, and the celebration is second opportunity to do a mitzvah.
Started at Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Aleph Iyar, 28th of April. Mrein HaRav, Rav Mordechai Fima Shlita, or the Rav of Anshe Shalom in St. John'swood. What to work on during the Sfiras HaOmer? This is Torah sponsored anonymously, Uli Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dober, Rav Shimon Chol Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichron Lo Livracha.
Obviously, Potrim Bichvod Achsania, it's very, very good to be in a place where a lot of Torah has been studied, and it's important to appreciate that there is people who want to hear Torah and people who want to start the day on the right note. People like Chadash, people like new, even though the rabbi tells Chadash Asur Min HaTorah, but people like new concept, new rabbi, new face. People have appreciate something new. Actually, there was a gentleman who was going in Eretz Israel. He wanted to take a taxi from Jerusalem to Haifa. You know, from Jerusalem to Haifa, it's a long, long trip. And in those days, those who remember, we had those taxi Mercedes, which had three seats. And if someone wants to go in that taxi, and if you have to sit in the back, you have to tell someone to let you in. You go in a back seat, and then you sit for 2.5 hours or however long it takes. So a Jew, what would he do for 2.5 hours on the way from Jerusalem to Haifa? So he took up his chumash and he read the parashat Emor that he knew very, very well, and he started reading. He knows the parasha, but he read Rashi, he read Tzivtei Chachamim. He tried to be able to make sure as much as possible to make a little bit more lively what he knew best. The Parashat Emor, he knew it best, but to review. When they arrive in Haifa, so one of the guys said, please, can you let me out? Yeah, okay. So the guy opened the door, and he let him out. And this guy, for 2.5 hours, what was he reading? He was reading a newspaper called Yediot Achronot, which means the latest news. And he took the newspaper and he put it on the floor. He said, what a stupid idea. Every day it's the same game. It's just the player are the same. Every day there is a murder. Every day there's a football match. Every day. So it's every day the same. Just the name of the people are changing. But in the Torah it's not like that. Everything is a chidush. Everything is something new. Our job during this particular period of time of Sefirat HaOmer is to try to have a personal growth as much as possible. So our rabbi tell us, the Ramban explained that the time between Pesach and Shavuot, it's an extended Chol HaMoed. Ramban on this parasha of Parashat Emor, he's explaining that the concept of Pesach to Shavuot, there is a Atzeret in Sukkot. There is a beginning of Yom Tov and Bayom HaShmini Atzeret. Here also there is like a beginning of a festival of Pesach, and the extension goes all the way to Atzeret. In Pesach we have to bring a Korban HaOmer. What's the Korban HaOmer made of? Of barley. Barley? Who eats barley? The Torah said, in the Torah it's written, Kol Chelev Lashem. When you give something to Hashem, you have to give the best. You can't give something second best. So how is it possible that Hashem require that Jewish people should bring a Korban made of barley? True, the barley is the only one which is ripe at the time of Pesach. But how is it possible that the Torah will require Jewish people a korban in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring something which is low quality? The only time we have find that people bring a korban of low quality, which means seorim, it's in the sota. And the rabbi tells us why the sota brings a korban seorim and not korban chitim. He asta maase behema lefikach korbana maase behema. You know, a normal person, when you give to Hashem, you give the best. So how is it possible that you can come about to bring a korban which is made of barley and not made of wheat? And the rabbi tells us, because her action was the action of an animal, therefore her korban is animal. But the regular korban, there is no such a korban who can be brought in from barley. Only all the korbanot has to be from chitim. So why is it that Hashem requests a korban chitim? Obviously, we have a guf, we have a body, and obviously we have a neshama. And the rabbi tells us, never we should underestimate our body. because our body is very holy. Hashem created our body, and we never underestimate our neshama. But this is what we call a bechina. Even though we have a body and we are very important, but a person without the Torah is lacking so much that comparing to, if you want to be able to explain the person how much is lacking with Torah and without Torah, it's like Adam and Behemoth. Meaning, in order to be able to understand how a person can be with Torah and without Torah, it's such a difference that it could be as much as a man and an animal. And our rabbi tells us during the Korban HaOmer, we are at the beginning of our work to be able to ward Shavuot. Therefore, in a certain way, we are like an animal. And Bezrat Hashem, as we grow every single day till we reach the Shavuot, then we reach the peak, and then we have to bring a Korban Shtei Alechem, which obviously is made of a chitim, to be able to show that we achieve tremendous from all the way from Pesach to Shavuot. Those days are days of work, days of a very, very intense work. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you know what? Come and I'll teach you. Melamed shenitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu keshaliach tzibur. Hashem wrapped himself in a talit like a shaliach tzibur. Ve'era lo le'moshe seder tefila. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to do the order of tefila. And he said, when the children of Am Yisrael will sin and I'll be angry at them, what will you do? Ta'ase lefanai kaseder hazeh. This is the way. And we know that a certain attribute of Rachamim, they are guaranteed Shenan Chozren Rekan. They don't come back empty-handed. Those wonderful attributes of Rachamim. So our rabbi tells us, we have Jewish people making a sin. We want to be Me'orei Rachamim. So you make like the Selichot. What's a Selichot? The main concept of Selichot, the main Avodah of Yom Kippurim, the main Selichot of Yom Kippurim is, at least the Sephardim, they do 26 times the 13 attributes of Rachamim throughout Yom Kippur. Because the concept of those words have massive power. But that's according to the Pshat. But if you go a little bit deeper, the Rebbe Hashem did not say just you have to read those 13 attributes. Ta'asu lefanai kaseder hazeh. You have to act a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only if you act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem will say, okay, I'm going to be Me'orei Rachamim on Am Yisrael. You have to do like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem, Hashem, ani hu lifnei sheyechta Adam, I am Hashem before a person has seen. And the relationship between me and you, it's a tremendous, because you never seen. And ani Hashem achar shechata Adam, v'asachva. And I'm the same Hashem, same relationship with you after a person has done a avera and he's done teshuva. We know that we human being, and if someone upset me and now I want to make a business with him, forget it, that's it. I remember what he's done to me. I don't want to have anything to do with this gentleman. But Hashem is not like that. If you make a mistake, the same love Hashem had with you before you have done any mistake, the same love will apply after a person has done a mistake and has done teshuva, which is something which is very important. This is what Hashem said. Asu lefanai kaseder hazeh. Are you able to be mochel? Are you able to let go? Are you able to forget what someone has done to you? This is a very, very difficult task. And if you are able, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will do a mechila. So we know the Chachamim tell us that the actual work during this particular period of time is working on those midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Arizal was megale that the main work is to do work from Chesed all the way to Malchut. I'm not a Kabbalist, but I know what's written in a book. So the first week is to start working on a Chesed. You have to become a better person. As much as that Chesed should be part of your life. And if you do so, you're connecting to Hashem slowly by slowly, and then eventually when you come to Shavuot, you'll be completely perfect to receive the Torah. What is Chesed? Chesed is kindness. But we know that the first day of the Sefirat HaOmer is not just Chesed, is Chesed Sheba Chesed. What does Chesed Sheba Chesed mean? If someone knocked at my door and said, can you give me tzedakah? So I take some money and I give it to him. This is called Chesed. But what is the require of Chesed Sheba Chesed? What does Chesed Sheba Chesed mean? In my shul, I have a gentleman and he comes and nag me. Please, I want to do Chesed. I say, okay, what do you want for me? No, I want to do Chesed. What can I do for you? No, find me a mitzvah. Find me a mitzvah. And every day he's driving me crazy. Find me a mitzvah. I say, okay. Chesed, if someone knock at your door, you give him, that's called Chesed. But to be able to find me a mitzvah is begging me, please find me a mitzvah. That's called chesed sheba chesed. And he's driving me mad. Go and find me a mitzvah. So what do I do? I went to Kays and I said to him, look, there is anybody which Ben Torah, which has an account with you and he did not pay for a long time. So he's looking. I said, yes, I've got a Ben Torah, which is learning Torah all day. He's got 10 children at home and the account is quite high. I said, how much is the account? So £1,000. I called the guy, he said, do not leave the shop till you pay. You cannot leave the shop till you pay. Okay, I pay. This is called Chesed Sheba Chesed. But this gentleman is speaking to a friend. And he said to him, you know what, I'm in a shul, and I asked the rabbi to find me a chesed, and you know there is such a possibility that there is people who have children, and they have an account in a shop, and just for food and drink, which whatever they require, every day, they can't pay the bill. He said, is it true? So he calls me, he said, is it true? Can you do like Yena did? I said, yes, by all means, and I went again to Kay. These guys are being paid, but there is other tzaddikim which didn't pay the bill. And Baruch Hashem, we pay a second bill. So there is chesed. You don't have to do it. Only if someone asks you, you give. But chesed sheba chesed, if you go out of your way to be able to try to do as much as possible, chesed outside, this is called chesed sheba chesed. The whole week, every midah has chesed, but there is chesed sheba chesed, chesed sheba gvura, chesed sheba tiferet, and so on and so forth. Then we have, the second week, we have to work on Gevura. First of all, Chesed is Avram. We know Avram Avinu is Isha Chesed. Gevura is Yitzhak, which Yitzhak is a little bit Midat Adin, as we know. But this Midat Adin, we're living in a merit of Midat Adin. Because the Gevura of Yitzhak to stretch his neck, to be slaughtered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is, our rabbi tell us, V'tabit be'efro lerachem alenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the ashes. Obviously, Yitzhak is alive, but the mass he did, it was tremendous. Forever and ever, we have this particular midah of a gevura to be able to give yourself away for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So gevura again, if you want to serve Hashem and you want to come complete for Shavuot, you have to have this midah of gevura. And once you have this midah of gevura, you come close to Hashem. So in my shul, I'm coming on Shabbat, and I see someone smiling. He said to me, Rabbi, you know what happened? It's very hot today, and I want to go to read a book. There is not enough light in my apartment. So I said, where am I going to read a book? Regent's Park, there is no Eruv, but Primrose Hill Park, there is Eruv. Oh, you heard the Eruv, you don't heard the Eruv, but anyway. So he takes his book, and he goes to the park. And so he said to himself, should I wear my kippah, my white kippah, which is flashing, or should I wear a cap? So he was debating, yes, no. And then he said, you know what, I'm not worried about anybody. I'm a gibor, and he wore the white kippah. He came, he sat in a bench, he started reading. Minutes passed by, and someone said, Good Shabbos. Oh, so there's Jews here. Everyone came and said, Good Shabbos. Before you know, he had 9 people around him, and he started engaging with the conversation. Do you go to shul? Why don't you come to shul? There's a shul here, there's a shul there. A whole maise. This is called a maase of gevura. The guy, he said, okay, I'm not saying... The concept is once you show your identity and you're not afraid of who you are, not only that people appreciate you, but even people come to help you. And you can make a tremendous amount of kiruv just by the fact of just having this mass of gevura, of wearing a kippah in a big park and in this particular time, which is quite complicated. We have, on Pesach, I was in a program, and a young student girl come to me, said to me, Rabbi, you know, I'm not religious, and I live in Paris, in Lyon, and I went to university to Spain, and in my environment, and only goyim. When I saw all the goyim around me, I said, I cannot be too much like them. I'm different. What can I do to be able to show that I want to show my Jewish identity? So he said to her, two girlfriends, which are sharing a room, obviously goyim from Italy, you know what, I'm Jewish, that's a statement. And from today on, I'm going to keep Shabbat. So what does keeping Shabbat mean? Keeping Shabbat, I cannot look at my phone. I cannot see what time is it. I cannot put the light on. Many, many restrictions. And she was sure that they're going to say, oh, dirty Jew, you know. But she came. She saw a watch next to her. They put the light on for her. You know, once you make yourself known that I'm a Jew and I'm a Gibor and I'm a Ben Israel and I want to keep the Torah and the mitzvot, suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And it shows you that if you want to serve Hashem, you have to have this midah of gevura. If you don't have a gevura, you can't serve Hashem. So chesed, we said, chesed, there is no limit. how much you have to do chesed to be able to reach connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gvura, you have to make yourself, your identity clear. And all the merit which we're living today is only bizchut of Yitzhak, the Akedah, the Gvura he had to be able to give away his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we come to Tiferet, which is Yaakov Avinu. In the Patach Eliyahu that some people read before Shacharit, we saying chesed is droa yemina. Chesed is the right arm. Gevura is the roa smola, is the left arm. And what does Tiferet mean? Tiferet is gufa. Tiferet is the body. Tiferet is the middle. And the rabbi tells us, mi pada et Avram, who have said Avram from Kifshana Esh? Meaning Avram Avinu was put into the fire, and Nimrod decided to kill him. Who saved Avram from Kifshana Esh? The rabbi tells us, mi pada et Avram, Yaakov. The one who redeemed Avram from Kifshana Esh is Yaakov. And the rabbi tells us, ma shalema adavar dome. If a person has done a big mistake, and the king wants to kill him, then some people told him, you know what? His daughter will marry your son. It's your family. Oh, his daughter. We can tell that his daughter will marry your son eventually in a few years. Obviously, he saved him. So who was Podeh at Avram is Yaakov. Why? Because Avram is a Midat HaChesed. But the Midat HaChesed, without any limit, it's very, very problematic. If a father says yes to his child, whatever he wants, that's not called education. Education means that a certain time you have to say to the son, I'm sorry, but I love you, my son, but I know it's not correct for you, that particular environment. Otherwise, you cannot, that's not chinuch. Yes, 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 like today. It doesn't work. And also to say no to a child all the time, it doesn't work. So what is Tiferet? Tiferet is not a contradiction to the chesed, it's not a contradiction to the gevura, it's the right derech emtzai. Many people said if you go in the middle, you don't make mistake. But truly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do chesed, the middle is not a chesed. If Hashem wants us to have gevura, so the middle, but it's not the middle of the path of what people say, the middle of what the Torah requires. Yaakov Avinu, it's a titen emet le'Yaakov, this is a real midah, the chesed with measure, the gevura with measure, and this is something amazing, how a person can reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu closest to Hashem with this midah of Tiferet. A great rabbi spoke and he said, look, people like to say Maisyas, Bobe Maisyas. This is not Bobe Maisyas, this is Maase, what we call Bedidi Avavuda. This rabbi said like that. A gentleman came from his shul and he said, Rabbi, I have a problem. I'm smoking too many cigarettes a day and I would like to stop smoking. I want to give up smoking and I cannot give up smoking. So the rabbi looked at him and said to him, oh, you really cannot give up smoking? Do you smoke on Shabbat? He said, no, Chazuchalla, what, the rabbi don't trust me, can't you see my pears? I have a silver talit, and I daven like a Erel Chayin. How could you say that I'm smoking on Shabbat? So he said, tell me, why can't you smoke on Shabbos? What makes you on Shabbat that you cannot smoke? He said, on Shabbos the Torah forbid. So therefore I'm a good Jew, I'm a fearing God Jew, and I cannot smoke on Shabbat. So he said, listen to what you're saying. You can't give up smoking, but when comes Shabbos, you've got certainly a different energy. And you know in your mind that you cannot smoke on Shabbos, and you stop on Shabbos. So just like on Shabbos, you cannot, you automatically your body realizes that it's Shabbos and you cannot smoke. So Sunday is also Shabbos, and Monday is also Shabbos. And he said, I told him like that in a way. I gave measure to my word. I did not say you're not allowed to smoke. I said, look, from what you're telling me, you want to give up smoking and you cannot, and on Shabbat you give up smoking, so you can. And he said, you know what, Maaseh Shehayah, the guy stopped smoking. In other words, if you rebuke someone too much, you push him away. If you welcome him too much, you come with a mobile phone, you come and you get chichi, also it's a problem. So what is the right approach? The right approach is Tiferet. A little bit of welcoming, and I love you and I appreciate you, but also at the same time, trying to give a little bit direction to a person to be able to make sure that in order to be able to be connected to Hashem, you have to have those wonderful midot. The chesed from one side, the gevura from the other side, and the tiferet, which is the right balance to be able to smile and also be a little bit. It's very difficult to do contradiction, but the Torah wants us to be perfect and taking from those midot and working toward Kabbalat HaTorah with this particular midot with us as part of our identity and part of our service to Hashem. We have this week, which obviously we're finishing this week, and this week the work is Netzach. Who's Netzach? Our rabbi tells us is Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, because Moshe Emet veTorah to Emet. One of the 13 principles of faith, Anima Ami Beemunah Shleima, Shezot HaTorah Lo Teemechu Lefet. This is the Torah forever. The Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Netzach. So what, how could we relate to the concept of Netzach? What is Netzach? The rabbi tell us, if someone was chovel bebeno gadol, someone who hit his child, you know, anybody who's chovel bechavero, is chayav nezek, tzar, ripui, shevet, and boshet. That's a halacha. So a chovel bebeno gadol, iten lo miyad, you have to pay him. But a chovel bebeno katan, what do? The rabbi tells us, you can't give him the money, he cannot appreciate. The Gemara said, yaseh lo segula. You have to do something to protect the money of that particular child. He owned that money, and you have to protect that money. What is segula? It's a machloket in a braita. Rav Chisda said, yaseh bo sefer Torah. You have to make a sefer Torah, which is something which is a long term, and it's got some value. And all the rabbis said, no, yikne karka, let him buy a property, and he will be able to have the income. Meaning that in life, most of the people want to be able to cash in there and then. I want to cash in. I want to be able to enjoy the world right now. But some people have a little bit of a longer term vision. I said, okay, you've got money, but do something about it. Put the money in the bank, have some interest. Do something, be a little bit of looking a little bit ahead. If you want to serve Hashem, you cannot be someone who consumes right away. You open a community, and then you want the result in one day. It doesn't work. The result cannot be in one day. You have to place seed in a member, and you have to be able to come to the engagement of a person. Then you come to the wedding. Then after a while, he said, oh, I have a baby. You come to the brit. Then after he's got the bar mitzvah. So you follow the person, and you see where he was when you met him day one, and where is he now. A gentleman came to me, and he said to me, look, I have no shidduchim. I said, what do you mean you have no shidduchim? How about this one? No, this one I don't want. How about that one? No, I don't want. And every time we offer him, he said, so one day I said to him, look, let's sit together in a room and I want to have a discussion with you. Okay, he sat next to me and I said to him, look, you're lying to me, because if I'm offering you all this shidduchim and you say no, I'm convinced 100% that you've got someone in your mind, and as long as you don't remove that person from the mind, you cannot move further. He said, okay, to be honest, yes, this, that, I've got someone which she might convert. I said, it's not working. If you have someone in your mind, then as long as you have that particular yetzara in your mind, you're not going to be able to move. You have to remove that particular, and I explained him how many, 150 tamim, why this particular match, it's not for him. And he said, you know, Rabbi, I'm a very, very, very normal person. When I decide to cut, I'm cutting right away. No email, no, I'm going to remove all the contact. He removed the contact. A week later, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi, I went to Paris, I saw this girl, I'm going to get married. In 3 months, we're getting married. Mamash, so quick, he didn't want anyone, so now he wants to get married. He invited me to the wedding, and then a year later, a Brit, a few years later, I meet him. He said, I live in Ramot, I've got 6 children, all my children going to a Jewish school. The guy, he came half a Jew. And Baruch Hashem, look where he ended up. In other words, a person should not look at the investment you do today, what result will come. You have to make sure that what will come later. The result, it's not, you can't just take you can't just take the benefit right away. You have to work on the long term. Netzach, it's long term. You want to serve Hashem? Long term. And the rabbi tell us, istakel bishlosha dvarim venata balide avera. Da me'ain bata. We read in a parak this week. And me'ain bata, le'an ata olech, ve'lifnei mi ata atiten v'cheshbon. And after the Mishnah already explained the three things, me'ain bata, the Mishnah asks again, me'ain bata, miti paserucha. Ulan ata olech, limkom afarima v'toleha, ve'lifnei mi ata atiten v'cheshbon, lifnei melech ma'afian machim. But I'm sorry, without repeating, just ask me'ain bata, where you come from, and then you know. Why the Mishnah has to say me'ain bata? Three things, le'an ata olech, and then the Mishnah starts again. Me'ain bata miti paserucha. I know. Me'ain bata. Everybody makes a cheshbon, and he knows where he came from, and he knows where he's going, and he's not. So why me'ain bata? So I saw a pirush who explained what's me'ain bata. Me'ain bata has two meaning. Could be me'ain bata. You get depressed. Where I come from? I know where I come from. And miti paserucha. Who am I? Is my service appreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I? I'm nobody. But if you think and you ask the question in a different format. Me'ain bata, who are you? You know who you are? You have a neshama. What's neshama? We all know that there is four olamot. There is the olam atzilut, which is the highest level in the Kabbalah, which means the Shmona Esrei, it's olam atzilut. Then there is olam haberia. Then there is olam yetzira, and then olam asiyah. The lowest is asiyah, the highest is atzilut. But where is the neshama of a human being, of a Ben Israel, created from? From the olam haberia, just below the atzilut. And the neshama of malachim is from yetzira, much lower. I'm greater than a malach. So Ma'in Bata has two meanings. Ma'in Bata truly miti paseucha, but if you look deeply, Ma'in Bata, you are a tremendous person. And a person has to have those two extremes. From one end, you know who you are, you know every mitzvah you do, how much is valued by Hashem, you know how much you make a difference by tiny mitzvah, by wearing tzitzit, by wearing tefillin every day. You've got no idea. Oh, I'll just wear them. I said, yes, even wearing them like that, it's very important. But every single day, you have to wear tefillin. Know who I am. What is it? The value is tremendous. So, Ma'in Bata has two meanings. True Ma'in Bata mitipa seucha, but Ma'in Bata, you also have to ask, who am I? And how much my action been appreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, my friend, the work of this week, Al Kol Panim, we're finishing the week, is Netzach. Netzach, trying to invest on the long term. Trying to look at the big picture, not trying to cash in right away, but trying to know that every action which I do has a tremendous, tremendous effect for long, long, long to go. And a person who looks at his action on the long term, a person who does the right investment, not investment on his money, but investment of his time, investment of his family, investment of his children, Bezrat Hashem, eventually that particular midah of Netzach will give him a lot of reward. And a precondition to be able to come to Shavuot, to become a Ben Adam, to realize what is my service of Hashem, is to work on a Chesed, and on a Gevura, and on Tiferet, on Netzach. Then, obviously, there is Hod and Yesod Malchut, which I'm not going to elaborate, because today we're in Netzach. But definitely, every one of those Midah, it's not just to read, Ela ta'asu lefanai kaseder hazeh. Adapt this particular concept in your daily life, and the Chesed, and the Gevura, and the Tiferet, and Bezrat Hashem will come to Shavuot, prepare in a goof and in Neshama, and then when we're sitting in front of in Shavuot and we hear the Aseres HaDibrot B'Chodesh HaShelishi, then we feel that we are connected, we come prepare. And obviously if someone, Keli Male Machazik, Keli Rekanu Machazik. If you come with a vessel empty, then you can't accept Shavuot, nothing happened. But if you come with a Keli Male, you prepare yourself, then you feel that the connection. I'll just finish by saying in the first Shabbat they made, like the Shabbat UK, a big Shabbat UK. So in our shul, we made three shul together. We had a massive mark in a car park. There was 3,000 people in a car park singing the song of Shabbat. And I remember the chief rabbi, Rabbi Sachs, he stood on a chair and he was like, mamash, giving so much energy to everybody. And everybody was so happy. And I said to a friend of mine, do you see what's going on? He said, yes, I see people sitting and eating. I said, but I'm trying to, do you have glasses? He said, yes, I observe people sitting and eating challah and eating. But can't you see Am Israel together? Can't you see people who never kept Shabbat, they're sitting on the table, they sing Shire Shabbat? No, I can only see people eating. I said, well, I'm sorry to say, but you're missing glasses. You see and you cannot see. Look the simcha, look the joy, look everybody together. He cannot see. So if you are a Keli Rekan, if you are empty vessel, Shavuot, another cheesecake, very good cheesecake. But if you are coming prepared and you know what energy you can receive in Shavuot, the experience is something else altogether. May Hashem give us the energy to be able to witness Shavuot, and Bezrat Hashem, Chag Sameach to everybody, and Chazak Baruch for inviting me. Hashem should bless that this project should carry on. Mechayel al-Chayel, amen, ken yeh ratzon.